As Russian forces mass along Ukraine's southern and eastern borders, the U.S. House of Representatives is preparing to give Congress's final approval to $1 billion in loan guarantees for Ukraine and economic penalties against Russian officials. House Speaker John Boehner.
Our goal is to work together and to get this bill done as quickly as possible.
Debate in both houses of Congress has featured some of the fiercest rhetoric aimed at Russia since the Cold War. Republican Senator John McCain compared Russia's territorial expansion under President Vladimir Putin to that of Germany under Adolf Hitler.
It's obvious, with his troops massed on the border of eastern Ukraine, he is contemplating further action. Whether he does so or not, I'm not sure. But I think his calculation has got to do with the cost-benefit ratio of further aggression against a sovereign nation.
Although it has taken lawmakers several weeks to settle on exact measures to back Kiev and punish Moscow, their desire to act was never in doubt. Democratic Senator Robert Menendez.
The world is watching, and the world's superpower cannot be seen as incapable of rising to Russia's challenge.
Russia has both condemned and downplayed the significance of international sanctions. While pursuing a diplomatic track to contain the crisis, the Obama administration says Moscow must pay a price for its actions.
The sanctions that the United States and the European Union have imposed will continue to grow if Russia doesn't change course. But as I said yesterday in Brussels, we are continually hopeful that Russia walks through the door of diplomacy and works with all of us to try to resolve this issue in a peaceful way.
But Russia rejects calls for Crimea to be returned to Ukraine. Russia's ambassador in Washington, Sergei Kislyak.
Crimea is a part of Russian Federation.
Asked if Russia will seize more Ukrainian territory, the ambassador said, quote, "We are not planning to." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.